News release. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Lansing. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, has confirmed the first two influenza-associated pediatric deaths in Michigan for the 2024-2025 influenza season. The reported deaths involve children in Wayne and Genesee counties who contracted seasonal influenza A, H1N1. Nationally, there have been at least 57 influenza-associated pediatric deaths reported this flu season. Unfortunately, several other Michigan pediatric influenza deaths are currently under investigation, and future updates can be found in the weekly Michigan Flu Focus report. "We are heartbroken for the families who have experienced this loss," said Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, chief medical executive. Last season, influenza claimed the lives of nearly 200 children across the United States. Influenza rates are currently very high, and if you did not receive a flu vaccine last fall, it is not too late to get one. It can still prevent the severe complications of influenza, including hospitalization and death. If you get sick this flu season, it is a good idea to get tested for COVID-19 and influenza, since we have antiviral medications that are effective against those viruses. Talk to your healthcare provider to find out more. "This loss is a somber reminder of the serious impact flu can have, especially on vulnerable groups such as young children and older adults," said Dr. Michaela Corsi, medical director, Genesee County Health Department. "Vaccination remains the most effective way to reduce the risk of severe illness, hospitalization, and complications from the flu. Even at this point in the season, getting vaccinated can make a significant difference in preventing serious outcomes and safeguarding our communities. Flu kills, and this is a tragic reminder. But we have life-saving vaccines," said Dr. Abdul El Sayed, Wayne County Health Director and Director of Health, Human and Veterans Services. "And the best way to protect your kids is by getting them and ourselves vaccinated." Outpatient visits for influenza-like illness are the highest they have been in Michigan over the last 15 years, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, data. Since the start of this influenza season, nearly 10,000 flu-related hospitalizations have been reported in Michigan, and influenza hospitalizations have increased each week since Saturday, November 30. There were 2,586 hospitalizations reported the week ending Saturday, February 1. Additional information is available in the Michigan Flu Focus report and at michigan.gov/covidflurs. According to data from the Michigan Care Improvement Registry, pediatric influenza vaccine coverage in Michigan this season is at 15.1%, the lowest in recent seasons. It's not too late to get the flu vaccination this season. Everyone older than 6 months of age is recommended to receive a flu vaccine. Pregnant individuals should also get vaccinated, which helps protect themselves and their baby. Vaccine recommendations for those at a higher risk of developing serious flu complications are available on the CDC website. For individuals who do get influenza, early treatment with an antiviral medication can help prevent flu infections from becoming more severe. Check with your doctor promptly if you are at higher risk of serious flu complications. To find flu vaccine near you, call your healthcare provider, local health department, or visit vaccines.gov. For more information about the flu, visit michigan.gov/flu.